legally play farts?
I don't know. Can we?
I don't know. I sent you a couple of different. So this
you sent me some farts.
I sent you some farts. I sent you very important farts. These are very expensive farts. These aren't just any old farts. Yeah, and there's some competition, some fart competition going on right now. There are farts for sale. So remember a couple of weeks ago we talked about how NFTs are really big right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you don't know what an NFT is,
ask your son.
Non-fungible tokens. And it's basically like people auction up audio. It's digital art, basically. Right. So there's this Brooklyn-based film director named Alex Ramirez Malice. And he decided, you know, he was like, this is such a joke. Like, he just thinks like selling art as an NFT is just such a joke. So he was like, well, the metaphor for it is like fart, just sell a fart. So that's what he's doing. He actually has audio of farts up on the cryptocurrency, like a lot of the different websites where he's trying to. There's one in particular I sent you where he's selling these particular farts.
For 5 cents. You can buy that for 5 cents.
No, it's an auction. So the bid starts at 5 cents, and just, I know you're laughing, one of his farts is up to $183 now.
No.
Yeah, that must be a really good fart. It's not that one, I don't think. No, it's got to be a much better fart than that.
They all sound the same.
No, you see, there's a whole page of farts. He's got a whole bunch of them.
That's a good one. I would pay $5 for that.
That one sounds like it's caught in some pants.
I like that one.
Okay. Oh, that one must that be one, that. Must be the $180
one. That
yeah,
one left the mess.
That one's money.
Now won't stop.
But then I sent you another link because apparently he has some competition. There's another artist out there that has their farts, digital farts, up there for cryptocurrency, up there for NFTs. To try to make money.
What can we sell that would be well, there's nothing better than farts.
Right.
So.
Rob's like, wait, I love it. Rob's like, this show is falling apart fast. It's true.
Oh, this is a year of farts. This is a master collection.
Right. You know, we're laughing at this, but this guy is going to, he has one fart that's up to $183 and people are bidding. Now that the New York Post, everyone's picked the story up. So now you know this guy is going to be selling these farts for thousands of dollars, more than he ever sold a piece of art for, like actual art.
Couldn't you just use your own fart? Couldn't you make it at home yourself?
I think that's the point.
You don't need somebody else's fart.
I think that's the point. It's a deep metaphor, and I think you, my friend, just understood it. Okay. All right.
See, if it was a hot chick fart, maybe I'd pay something for it. That's a good one. It sounds like a lot of the music that was on the Grammys. We've played worse songs on the air.
Yeah, we really have. All right, so I've got a question for you.
Okay.
All right. If your friend had a sex tape that leaked, would you watch it?
Okay. Let me play one more fart.
Okay. Get it out of your system. Literally get it out of your system.
Okay. Now, when you say friend, who are you talking about?
Well, okay, I guess that's the question. So if it's your best friend?
So let's say Billy has a sex tape out.
And it leaked, and it's out.
Okay. No, I wouldn't watch it.
You wouldn't watch it?
No.
All right.
I don't even think... Oh, God. If you...
I was going to say, if I had a sex tape out that leaked...
Would I watch it?
Could you watch it?
I would have to because I would have to take sounds from it. I would have to. Oh, God, that would be horrible. I would have to watch it, and then I would have to remove my eyes afterwards with a fork. I don't think I could go on living after seeing that. So you
would watch it. That's interesting.
I would watch it.
If you had a sex tape out that leaked, there's no way I'd watch it.
You wouldn't watch it?
Not in a million years.
I think you would. I think you're lying. I think you would watch it. I think you wouldn't tell anybody, but you would watch it.
No, I would definitely not watch it.
Because I got to make fun of you, so I got to watch it. There's no way you're good at it, so I got to make fun of you. I mean, yeah. How about you? I mean, if it was somebody other than me, so right. Let's say your friend James. James has a sex tape out. You've known James for a long time. Are you watching it?
Of all my friends, he's the only one that I probably would watch because I've heard rumors about him and I just want to see for myself if they're true. That's literally the only reason why. Oh,
just for that reason only.
Just for that reason, just out of curiosity. But I do have another gay friend who has a sex tape, not even that it leaked. Like it's available. Like you can just go look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I never have just because I feel like it's an invasion of privacy because he has it out for a very specific reason. And I'm not the audience for it. So I would feel like it was an invasion of privacy. Whereas like, you know, if James had a sex tape out and it leaked and he didn't want it out there, I'd probably have to watch it just to at least discuss it with him and be like, it wasn't that bad. You know, you're good. Like if it gets out, you know, you can use it to promote yourself.
Okay, so the real Jeremy has a sex tape out. Are you watching it?
Only because it's probably freaky, so yeah.
Oh, so you wouldn't watch that?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, because again...
So it depends on who it is.
It depends on who it is. You know, like my best girlfriend, probably not. Because I don't want to... That I can't unsee. Then it would be weird to go hang out with her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well... I have one girlfriend that I definitely would watch because she's a freak. Because she's a freak. Again, like, I like the freaky stuff. I want to see something a little more than, like, your average. Like, I don't want to just see, you know, the Paris Hilton video or the, you know, like, the Tommy Lee Pamela one was much more interesting than anything Kim Kardashian has ever done.
Okay, let's say your makeup girl, that girl, had a sex tape out. Are you watching it?
Oh, you want to see that one.
Oh, I want you to send it to me, yes. But are you going to watch it first and check it out to see if you should send it to me? And by the way, I'm not even going to say that. I was going to say send me all sex tapes, but don't, because Jeremy right now is making a list. Oh, he's going to see this one. He's going to see no, I don't want to see that. I don't think anybody I would watch if they're a friend of mine, except for you, because I'd have to make a tape of it.
Rob says Koopa would watch and have popcorn.
Oh, no. Jeremy said I'm emailing you now with all my tapes. Great. See, that's what I was afraid of. and Rob said Cooper likes it freaky. Well, that way, then I don't know.
That's the thing. I don't personally like it freaky. I like to watch freaky. Like, if there's a way that I can watch other people, I'm sure it is. It's voyeurism.
Right.
But, you know, you can't just like call people and be like, hi, can I come over and watch you? You know what I mean? Then it's I'm being freaky.
Okay, but if I'm sitting back and you come out in a German Shepherd outfit, I'm never going to be able. You're a furry. And
wait, hang on a second. Do you mean German Shepherd? Like I'm an actual shepherd in Germany?
Or no,
do you mean
no. That I'm a German Shepherd. You're a dog. Yeah, you're into furry stuff.
No, that's gross. I mean, it's not gross if you're into it, but it's not.
No, funny. I'm saying if I'm sitting back and I'm watching that, and you come out like that, I can never look at you again. We can't do this show because I'm just going to be seeing that my whole time.
Yeah, right. Which is why you shouldn't watch my sex tape because it might be freaky. You don't know. You don't know what I was into.
No. Oh,
you know, I figure if you're making a sex tape, it's because you're doing something that you're proud of. Like, check me out, you know?
No, Rob wants to know what your kink. You don't want to know if you want to call her off the show.
No, but let me tell you something, Rob. I've talked about this before on the show. I don't have one. I'm really vanilla and really boring. And I hate myself for that. Like, I wish I had some true, I have so many friends with some really interesting things that they're into. And I'm kind of jealous. I'm like, wow, it must be fun. Like, I like two things, you know, and it's the same thing every, I shouldn't say every girl, but it's boring. Like, I like boring stuff because that's just what I like. I wish I had more of an appetite. Like, I have friends that have told me stories. I'm like, oh, man.
But if you were dating a guy that was into that kind of thing, would, I don't know, just a wacky thing that you've never really even heard of.
Mm.
I don't think you would say no.
It depends how wacky, you know, you want to be like Dan Savage says, you got to be GGG, you know, good giving and I forget what the, good giving and I don't know what the third G is, but whatever it is, you got to be that.
So you're going to, if you're into a guy and you're, it's that, you know, 6 month dating thing and you're into anything, I don't think you're going to say no.
I would do it for him. I wouldn't be into it, but I would do it for him and I would enjoy that he enjoys it. Do you know what I mean?
Right. So
like if he's into something. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's like, this is so not the right analogy, but I love to eat sushi and I dated a guy who hated sushi, but we used to go out and he would get, and that's not a metaphor for anything. I literally would like a tuna roll or like, you know, uni or whatever.
Right.
Like, he hated that stuff, but he went with me and he would just get like a chicken teriyaki.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like he didn't like the smell of the place. He didn't like any of the food. It made him, it grossed him out, but he dealt with it. He had his chicken teriyaki and I, you know, I had my salmon roll or whatever I ate, you know.
Can't you pick a different food? Like you were into Italian food and he wasn't. Yeah, so you went and got spaghetti.
No, but that actually happened. I'm going with my actual life. Okay, fine.
He would get spaghetti. He went out for ice cream and he didn't like ice cream, but he went to the ice cream shop with you.
He went to the ice cream shop anyway. He would get spaghetti.
Thank you. That's much better than salmon and sushi.
And we were into this. And so he was into sexual things that I wasn't into. So he would do it and I would eat spaghetti.
But what I'm saying is you're up for pretty much anything and you might like it.
No, I know what I like and don't like at this point. It's not like I might like it. It's the fact that I don't want somebody that I'm really into. I don't want to lose him over the fact that, you know, I won't do whatever. I mean, unless it's something that really compromises my morals or something, like there's definitely lines.